But Filez, look, on the line. She's in Gezi Park in Istanbul. Filez, Erdogan's been tweeting that he is asking the protesters to leave so he deal with what he calls the fringe terrorist groups. He says we will clean Gezi Park of them. As one of the protesters there, how do you respond to that?
We actually don't separate ourselves from anyone who is here because for the first time, maybe, I mean, since I know myself, people from different backgrounds, from different religions, from different political views are gathered here because they have somehow been offended by the current government in a way. So we don't separate ourselves here as there are all here together. We don't, if, you know, if anyone is called terrorists, then we're terrorists as well. So we're actually waiting here and keep protest moving from here until some of the, you know, we ask for five basic things, and until we get a response, we won't be leaving here.
Just the five basic.
Park stays as a park. The second one is that the people who have been arrested during the protests be liberated. The third one is that if people are direct protest during 1st of May or for anything in public squares around Turkey. The fourth one is that the police not allow proportionate force against civilians ever again.
What
That there is the last one is something more, you know, very simple, that this bridge is not built.
Okay. What's the atmosphere like there this morning or today?
You know, we had breakfast, people were each other, we built a chain to carry out the trash. Everybody's helping each other for everything. Everybody's giving each other food, you know, shelter, water. Everybody's supporting each other. There was an anxious wait yesterday because of the previous day. People were very worried that the same would happen. So we were all, you know, wearing our masks and there and waiting, you know, in anxiety if they would be attacking us again. That didn't happen. Everybody was up all night. So we went out around 4:30 in the morning and woke up at around 7:38. And it was, you know, it was a quiet morning. But then also, Erdogan said yesterday that he would be, the park should be emptied out in the next 24 hours. So we're now more people are coming, knowing this, and we will stand ground.
And having these latest comments that I just told you, do you feel this was a piece of what happened on Tuesday night?
I have that worry because even though, you know, the mayor said that they won't be attacking the park, or there's always, you know, confusing statements coming from the government. There's always that worry seeing what happened here on the first day, what happened here 2 days ago. So we always have that worry. So nobody's wearing, you know, gas masks or their glass or headwear away. You know, everybody has that constantly because everybody has the fear that it could happen anytime. But, you know, besides that, there's still, you know, there's an incredible solidarity happening, and an atmosphere of hope, and, you know, and of waiting, like, and, you know, standing ground solidly.
Okay, Filez Avanduk, thank you very much.